It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Explosive. That's the word that's most invoked in describing the testimony delivered Tuesday by Cassidy Hutchinson, a former special assistant to the president, though he says he doesn't know her, and executive assistant to Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff. Among the stunning revelations we learned from Hutchinson's testimony, that Donald Trump knew that some of the supporters on January 6th were armed and he didn't care. As he put it, "I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me." So you know where his priorities lie. And then he raged to take the effing magnetometers away. Those are the metal detectors meant to find weapons. He said, "Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in and take the mags away." Wow. If true, that means that Donald Trump told the crowd to march to the Capitol to fight like hell, knowing that many of them were armed. Trump also demanded that his team take him to the Capitol. He said during his speech at the Ellipse that he was going to march with them, and apparently he really wanted to. Although some in his orbit, including White House counsel Pat Cipollone, believed that he should not go, that there were legal ramifications, so he should not go. Cassidy Hutchinson recounting that Cipollone told her to ensure that the motorcade did not go to the Capitol, saying we'd get, quote, charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen. Well, Hutchinson continued and said that when the motorcade refused to go to the Capitol, Trump angrily grabbed the steering wheel and allegedly assaulted a Secret Service agent. Now, she said that Secret Service agent, Mr. Engel, and Tony Ornato, then the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, told her the story, to which he responded, quote, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now." Hutchinson says she was told this story shortly after it happened by Robert Engel, who was the head of the security detail, and at the time, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Tony Ornato. Well, a bit of pushback on that. The Washington Post reporting that Secret Service agents dispute that Donald Trump assaulted any agent or tried to grab the steering wheel on January 6th. They agree that Trump was furious about not being able to go to the Capitol with his supporters, and they allegedly offer to testify under oath. I wonder if they'll deny the conversation. We were told by Carol Lenig of the Washington Post that these two were known to be very big Donald Trump supporters. Just saying. Couple of other big bombshell revelations from Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony: that Donald Trump agreed with the rioters that Mike Pence deserved to be hanged. Lovely. And that Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani both asked for pardons from Donald Trump. And then at the end of the hearing, we got a glimpse into what's still to come, as Liz Cheney pointed out some instances of witness tampering. And she warned that the panel, quote, "will be discussing these issues as a committee and carefully considering our next steps." The committee didn't say when they'd meet again, but now it's expected that they'll reconvene in early July. There are some unintended consequences. CNN reporting that the startling revelations from Hutchinson's testimony about Trump's erratic behavior and his state of mind on January 6th could make it easier for Republican presidential hopefuls to challenge the former guy in a primary, should he run. With one Trump ally adding, "This is basically a campaign commercial for Ron DeSantis 2024. From somebody who lives in Florida, you do not want to go there. Just saying. Tuesday was primary day in Colorado, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, Utah, with runoffs in Mississippi and South Carolina. And the results were mixed. In Colorado, Republican primary voters backed moderate candidates over three hardline election deniers. So we've got that. U.S. Senate candidate John O'Day, who recognized the legitimacy of President Biden's election win and supports qualified abortion rights, beat State Rep. Ron Hanks, who was at the Capitol on January 6th. Voters also rejected election conspiracy theorist Tina Peters in the Colorado Republican Secretary of State primary. So that's good. The Democratic governors of Colorado, Illinois, and New York, That's Jared Polis, J.P. Pritzker, and Kathy Hochul, respectively, all won their primaries. But their opponents are now known. In Colorado, it'll be Heidi Gunnall. In Illinois, Darren Bailey. And in New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin easily beat Rudy Giuliani's spawn. Bad news, though, in Illinois, on at least two fronts. First of all, remember Mary Miller? She's the member of Congress who, in a rally with the former guy the other day, actually said this out loud.
Victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
She defeated Congressman Rodney Davis in a GOP primary. Two districts were combined into one. She survived. And unfortunately, progressive Marie Newman was ousted in her primary by New Dem Sean Casten. I guess all the big money attacks from groups run by Democrats did this. Unreal. President Biden is in Europe participating in a NATO summit. And Turkey finally dropped its objection to Sweden and Finland being brought into NATO. So that's going to move ahead. Well, it's hard to forget Jeffrey Epstein, even though he's dead, but his accomplice, disgraced socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for her role in the sex trafficking scheme of the now dead Epstein. Eight women sent the court victim impact statements to describe how her crimes affected their lives. Maxwell didn't testify in her trial last year when she was convicted on five counts, including sex trafficking of a minor. But she did speak in court before her sentencing, addressing the victims. She said, quote, "I'm very sorry for the pain that you've experienced. I hope my conviction brings you closure." And along those same lines, today, Wednesday, predator and disgraced R&B star R. Kelly will be sentenced for sexually abusing women and girls. Prosecutors in that case are asking for at least 25 years in prison. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.